Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Yo. Whoa. Yo. Whoa. Aubrey Edwards, Tony Schiavone. We about to party. We about to party. Unrestricted. Got the house now. We gonna turn it up, up. Bring the house down. Got that big space pumping. Make them bounce now. Blousing like they bossing in the.
Hey everyone, welcome to AEW Unrestricted, the official podcast of All Elite Wrestling. This is the official podcast. I'm one of the official hosts, but the other official host, Tony Schiavone, the bread to my butter, the PB and to my J, I don't know. My best friend, Tony Schiavone, is not here today because boys are not allowed today. This is a special episode of Unrestricted. Aubrey is here with three wonderful people. Hello, girls. Hello. This is the AEW Heels Takeover of Unrestricted. If you have not heard of AEW Heels, it is an amazing group. It's a female fan club for wrestling. It's really more of a community. I don't necessarily like the word fan club. Community is really what it's about. It's a group of women and female identifying wrestling fans that come together to share in their love of wrestling. At its core, that's what it is. And we've sort of been building this thing for a good long while now, and it's grown a lot in the last year. So I'm excited to have all three of you here today to talk about it. So we've got me, Aubrey, we've got Leva Bates,
hi.
We've got Amanda Huber, and we've got Vicky Guerrero, all veterans. Yeah, I told her she's the quiet one, so she gets to sit on the end.
And then I'm in timeout.
She's yelled one too many times. She's finally put in her place. No, never. We can never put you in your place, Vicky. So Leva, you were actually the one who's involved with Heels from the very beginning. So this was originally something created by Brandi Rhodes as sort of an idea for how we can make wrestling more accessible to women and the female demographic. So when did you first hear about Heels?
Pretty much almost the beginning, because did we not do our first party? What was that?
It was like early 2020. It was like right in the pandemic.
Which one of the pay-per-views, but it Double or Nothing?
Might have been.
So I know she was thinking about this idea for a while, because I'm going to say beginning of the year she was talking about starting up this club. You know, she wanted to make wrestling more accessible to women and people who kind of felt like on the outskirts of what wrestling fandom is. So we were kind of working on building that, and I feel like the first real launch, wasn't it November? Isn't that when the first,
you know,
were
the
walking?
Whole pandemic is just a blur at this point.
I want to say
I just know we were in our house and some of us had pants on, most of us did not, and it was a dark time.
Yeah.
And, but ultimately it was a really good time for trying to find ways to connect with people, right?
Yes.
It was a part where like we're all apart together and all that stuff that we kept saying during the pandemic, right? Like it was very hard to make individual connections with people. Mm-hmm. And it's as you kind of alluded to, like it's kind of hard to find your place in wrestling as a woman, as a fan of wrestling, in a very male-dominated place. So Brandi had come to you and said, I want to do this thing.
Yes. It was, at the time, Brandy's idea, and it was a team of me, Mandy, and I think John, who was just getting into it.
Right. John and Mandy are both of our PR team. PR team. Excellent
so
people.
We kind of all came in, and Red.
And Red. Oh, my God, Red. Like, Red is, like, the fifth person that should be here but isn't.
If she Red, was here, she would be, you know.
She'd have some stories.
If she was physically here, she would be here.
Yes.
But, yeah, we were the team that had to kind of build it and go. So I remember the first big, big launch was Double or Nothing. That's when we did our very first, basically, party. But it was on Zoom because of the pandemic. And that kind of just shaped how we started doing things from there on out, if you think about it, like, because of the pandemic, we had to do Zoom parties. So we started doing it, try to be like, maybe monthly, that might be something we can do. And then once, you know, we got out of the pandemic, that's how it started growing. But yeah, that was just kind of the initial idea to have something, a place for women to go to
that's awesome.
And kind of get together and just be be comfortable in our own skins.
And we'll talk a little bit more about the Zoom sessions and kind of what those turned into and how those are such a big part of AEW Heels a little bit more later on. So Amanda, coming to you, I know that when you came on Heels, it was shortly after I came in. But when was the first time you heard about Heels and what was sort of your initial perception of it?
So I had heard about Heels straight from the get-go, right from the jump. And I was on a lot of the Zoom calls before kind of anybody knew who I was, just on the sidelines watching. And I'm going, okay, this is okay. Maybe not for me, but, you know, these ladies seem to be enjoying it, so good for them kind of thing. And after Brandi had left, I remember being in the hallway at Revolution with Mandy O'Donnell, and we were talking about my job with AEW Community and how I said, you know, the Venn diagram of women wrestling fans and the people who want to do stuff in the community, it's kind of a big circle.
Yep.
So I told Mandy, hey, if you ever want to have me work with the Heels or if I can ever do anything as kind of a crossover, and she's like, you need to talk to Aubrey.
Hey!
Like, oh, well, I'm already like, you know, BFFs with her, so let's try that. And so I said to Aubrey, I'm like, hey, I would love to jump on a call with you guys and just kind of figure out how I can bring community into this. And it kind of snowballed from there.
It did snowball. It did snowball. We'll get into more a little bit about that. But then, Vicky, you came on roughly right around the same time. I think this is early last year, actually roughly a year from now. This is like our one-year birthday, technically.
Wow, I can't believe it's already been a year.
I know. Wild.
Yeah.
How much have we done in a year?
Happy Heels birthday.
Happy Heels birthday.
I mean, we've all worked really hard on this. I mean,
we have.
It's been a constant little baby we cradle every day.
Oh, my God, every day. So Vicky, when did you first hear about Heels and what kind of brought you to it? What drew you to it?
I was attending the Zoom calls when Brandi was part of it, and I was just doing guest appearances at that time. And, you know, like Amanda said, you know, when she was doing when Brandi was leading the Zoom calls, it was all about fashion and heels and, you know, only wear heels and have to be paid for it. Like, that's the only time. I mean, it's just, it was great, but once we turned it around and made it to where everyone was comfortable and everyone could have a feeling of, you know, inclusion and everyone could feel, you know, like they could be a part of it, I loved it. And I think it was soon after that that I was like, hey, I want to help out, and I got little jobs here and there, and so it's been fun. Yeah.
It's been super fun. Yeah, it was sort of this weird transitionary period. I came on with Heels pretty early on. Like you guys, I kind of attended all of the sessions that were happening. I really believed in the idea that we can do more to support women in finding a space for women to feel like they belong in wrestling. Because how many times have we all had someone say, oh, are you actually a wrestling fan? Well, who won the main event of this pay-per-view and blah, 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 and this day? And if you don't know, then you're clearly not a wrestling fan. It's this bullshit gatekeeping that happens that keeps women out of wrestling. And it's really unfortunate. So trying to find a place where people don't have to necessarily prove their fandom. They can just say, I'm a fan of wrestling. Cool, you're in. You're one of us. It's great. That's awesome.
There's no test.
There shouldn't be a test. It's like, cool, do you like wrestling? Great, you're one of us. Like, that's really what it should be. So I kind of always believed in that idea. But I think, as you kind of said, like, when Brandi's running the organization, everything she's doing is fine because it's her organization. Mm-hmm. She has this high-heeled logo because that's kind of who Brandi was. She's about fashion. She's about makeup. Very all feminine things. But as you said yourself, not all women are into that. I'm going to steal that line of I don't wear heels unless I'm paid to wear heels. I'm definitely going to.
It's very effective.
Very effective. I'm also never wearing heels again then. I love it. So I think that was sort of one of the things that really drew me to kind of helping Leva when that hole opened up of, I think the idea is good. I think the presentation just needs to change a little bit. And sort of looking at the entirety of the AEW roster, not just the women's locker room, but everybody. We all come from different backgrounds. We all have different interests. We all have, you know, different goals in life. To have one or two things represent women as wrestling fans doesn't really seem like it's inclusive enough. We need to have everything. And I think from there, it just kind of took off.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how you got involved, because when we were pitching the idea,
she ordered
game
us
night,
around.
Oh,
she
hey,
you know, she ordered.
Hey, I send agendas, and they are consumed
with spreadsheets,
with spreadsheets and data and graphs. Can you tell Vicky's in meetings with me? Jeez.
No, but I think that when the logo changed, we started realizing there was more to this than just the logo itself. I mean, It really brought everyone together to kind of brainstorm.
Leva, you were saying?
I was just saying that's how you initially got in. It was Brandy didn't want to like host the game night because that wasn't true to her.
Correct.
So she knew that was a bit more in my wheelhouse, but she didn't want me to be alone on that. So that's why we would bring you in for.
I think I actually found out about that because I saw the graphic on Twitter and went, wait a minute, I'm hosting a game night? What's going on here? It's very AEW of us. But yeah, like that was our first game night. So we, we'll talk a little bit.
I think that's where Mandy was like,
Mandy was like, okay, here, you're in. And that's just how I get involved in everything. It's like, hi, give me like a piece and then I'll take the whole pie. But yeah, it ended up working out pretty well. And there's a lot of other things that were sprinkled in there that I'm excited to touch on in this. But before we kind of dive too deep in, AEW Heels, you can sign up all eliteheels.com. Sign up today. It's an awesome community. We've had a lot of growth. It's one of the most supportive communities, not only in wrestling, but like I've ever been in. It's fantastic. I want to talk a little bit about kind of all of our individual roles and what makes this function. Like, why are we all sitting at the table today? So Leva, what do you do for Heels? What is your role in this group?
Initially, I was basically coordinator, do it all. But then when you guys came in, I got to give a lot of those jobs to you guys. So thank you. I love you.
You're
all.
Welcome.
I love you very much. I do a lot of the social media, help create graphics, connecting the dots, la, 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 la.
There's a lot of just like when there's a hole, you have to be the person that fills it.
Yeah.
And it's like there's a bunch of nails and no hammer. So you have to go to the store, buy the hammer. Oh, no one knows how to hammer. So now you're hammering everything.
Yeah. Pretty Leva, much. Leva's that's kind of what hammer. I do within all of Heels, just because I've been there since the beginning. So I see we're like, well, this is where we did come from. This is what has to happen. This is what we've done in the past. This is where it didn't work. So let's try it here. You know, so it's kind of like a little bit of a guide of sorts since I've been here.
I've been here ever since the beginning.
Amanda, what do you do for Heels?
So at least in my head, I feel like I'm really pushing the Heels' growth.
Yes. If you didn't say that, I was going to be real mad.
I am the catalyst behind the Heels logo change.
We will get into that.
The very first meeting that I had with them, and I was like, hey, number one on the agenda. And I feel like ever since then, a lot of the growth that we've had in Heels has been me saying, hey, what do you guys think of this idea, XYZ? And because I have an incredible team who's like, yes, and doing like, hey, featuring a member, and Vicky's ran with that, and doing the in-person Heels booth, and just I feel like I come to the table with ideas and how we can grow Heels.
You're the one who creates work for all of us. I just realized that this is your fault.
I'm sorry.
No, but like in the best way, right? Like it's kind of going back to the point of what I said with Brandy. It's like having one person having four people. It's like if you have three people say, that's a really good idea. And then you say, well, have you thought about X? Now all of a sudden we're talking about something that we hadn't even thought about before. And that's the beauty of having different viewpoints and different backgrounds and different our own different goals we're trying to get out of this, all coming to the table at the same time.
Absolutely.
Vicky, what about you?
I first came in just supporting you guys, you know, just kind of sitting in the meetings, and I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was fun, maybe because I didn't have anything to do, so I just kind of sat back and drank my wine and enjoyed the meetings. But then it became to where I could fill in for different people when someone was missing. And then just to do the Member of the Month was really cool because I get to research that person and, you know, learn about them and then highlight them to the rest of the community, which was a lot of fun. And, you know, just to be able to co-host with you, and we screw up so many things.
Oh, my God.
But we laugh and we learn, and it's about enjoying it. And I think that's so important. It's one of the few things in life that's not stressful.
I think there's a lot of we're all reminded frequently that we're human. And also that we're hot messes. And I think that's the two things that we text each other as soon as the Heels call is done. Like, oh my God, we're such hot messes. Oh my God, this is so great. And then we're all crying at the same time because we just love everything that we just did.
But
together.
I love it because it's not like one of us is just that. Because I'm used to being in a situation where I feel like I'm the only hot mess. And I'm like, no, we're all on the same page. And I feel like we all end the Monday meetings being like, I love you guys. This is my favorite meeting of the week.
It absolutely is. So a little bit about kind of what I do for Heels. I do all of our tech support stuff for the website.
I run all of our meetings. I'm the producer. I put together our agendas. I send it out. I keep our meeting on track. I put together spreadsheets. I have graphs. I do data analysis. I host with Leva and Vicky and Amanda and whoever else is helping that time. I just, much like Leva, like, I'm buying hammers and hitting nails as much as I can. Like, there's just work that needs to be done, and this community has become this wonderful thing that I just want to do whatever I can to support it. And if that's hosting a newlywed game with a bunch of AEW couples versus making some mocktails in my kitchen, which, two things that I am both very good at, either or, like, if it's something that we need to do, it's something we need to do. And I really love that we have this fantastic group here that is talking about all this. And I really just appreciate you guys being here today. So we've been talking about AEW Heels. You can go to alleliteheels.com to sign up today. 1 year is $50, well worth the price. It's honestly a steal. You get monthly sessions, you get in-person meetups at pay-per-views, you get pre-sale codes. You get a whole bunch of shit that we'll be talking about coming up. This is AEW Unrestricted, and you're listening to the co-queens of AEW Heels. Shivani is out because the girls have taken over. We're talking about All Elite Heels, alleliteheels.com. You can sign up today. It's an awesome community in wrestling for women and female-identifying wrestling fans who just love wrestling and want to meet other like-minded women who also love wrestling. There's lots of other cool stuff that you get with a membership. So we've touched on these monthly Zoom calls that happen. There's always sort of a topic involved. They feature AEW talent. They feature like external parties we bring in to do guest lectures and stuff. We have in-person meetups. So at every tentpole pay-per-view, we have sort of a gathering together. There's snacks, there's drinks, there's dancing, there's hugs. It's real fun and great. There's pre-sale codes, there's prizes. We'll give away stuff all the time. We gave away a whole month of therapy recently.
Yeah.
Like, it's
cool.
There's just a lot of cool stuff like you wouldn't necessarily think as a wrestling fan that you end up getting from this group. So sort of the bread and butter of Heels is this monthly session, since everything kind of ties back into this. It's a monthly Zoom call, features AEW talent. We take questions from the community. We bring in other guests. We've talked about nutrition, mental health. Serena Deeb taught a yoga class one time. And we always end these with a dance party. So I want to kind of talk about what makes up a virtual session, how one can kind of come together, and then all of our individual sort of favorite ones. So Leva, how do we start the process of actually making a virtual session?
We have our weekly Heels meeting.
Monday at 11 a.m.
On Monday, 2 o'clock Eastern time, on Zoom. Basically, we sit down and we talk about, okay, so we have this month coming up. What ideas do we have? What are we thinking? And usually someone will say, well, we want to really feature so-and-so, or so-and-so has kind of came up to us, say they're interested in doing this, or, hey, this month is this month. Like, oh, mental
like
health
May
awareness.
Is mental health awareness
or,
month.
You know.
Is a good one.
Mommy month, or, you know, something like
Halloween. I think we are doing that. We're doing like a Mother's Day thing for May.
So, yeah. So it's like, it's
timing.
This, and we kind of start planning from there. Okay. So who would be the talent we should involve in? So for example, in January, we wanted to have like a positive mental health theme. So we're like, well, a very positive person is Willow. So
Duh.
That was how we chose our talent. So you ask that talent, hey, are you available?
Would you like to answer questions from a community that loves you for 15 minutes?
And hopefully, and you pray and light some candles and they say yes. So, and then from there, we kind of discuss what else are we going to do? Like, we're going to have like an outside speaker, or are we going to have a game night? Are we going to have games? Are we going to have a presentation of some sorts? Mm-hmm. Or are we going to have insert what else are we going to add? Because usually you need a Q&A, and once you have a Q&A, you have some sort of other thing happening.
Content.
And then we usually can tie that all to with the rest of our, like,
are you chopping
recipe.
Vegetables on this table?
Have,
what are you
have,
doing?
Yeah. We have this. This is our appetizer. And then we have our entree. So we have the appetizer that might be the external person. And then our entree is our talent. And then, like,
you've done cooking tutorials on Zoom. I don't think I want you to do cooking tutorials anymore.
Then usually we have the talk with the members. And then we have the dance party. And then maybe we'll have some awesome, like, in-betweeny little things that we'll add different months. So we have like a formula, and then from there we kind of plug in what goes in our formula, because the formula works.
It does. It does. And it actually creates a lot of really diverse content.
Yes.
Yes.
It really, really does.
Amanda, is there any session that you remember as being particularly memorable for you?
So anybody who follows me on any kind of social knows I'm a huge mental health advocate. So bringing mental health to the Heels table was my proudest moment, I think. Our very first call, we had our partners from Self Care is for Everyone, Sasha in particular, who is just sweetest angel person alive.
She's so
and
good.
And just an incredible wealth of knowledge when it comes to the mental health sphere. And we also did a Q&A with Vicky, Allie,
and me.
And you. That's right.
Yes.
With me interviewing. And it was kind of special because it was my first chance to be kind of on camera in the Heels as one of the Heels people. And I got to ask some really, really important questions. And it was amazing to have everybody be so vulnerable. And I feel like everybody walked away kind of weepy, but in a good way. And I was really, really proud. So we actually just redid our mental health call once again with Self Care is for Everyone and Sasha for people who might not have been on the first call, but also people who were on and they wanted more. And this time we kind of pivoted, though, and we had our mental health focus. But instead, it was in the new year having positive mental health, but also not falling down the toxic positivity hole. So having Willow talking about being positive, but also not making it toxic positivity. And I could go on a whole rant on mental health.
We could do a whole podcast just on that.
So, but for me, any of the mental health stuff is my little soft spot in my heart.
Vicky, what about you? Do you have any particular favorites?
I think the game nights were always fun because the fans love to get involved, you know, and the ladies are just, I think what the greatest part about any meeting is that they see us laugh at ourselves, mm-hmm. and it shows them that we're kind of vulnerable and we're just kind of taking each meeting as it comes and that we're just being human and we're supporting each other. So I think that's my favorite part is that they just kind of see us as without a character and they just see us as these, you know, four women that want to lead this community and that we're having fun at it. And I think our laughter is like the best part of each meeting.
One of my favorite Zoom sessions we had, I think it was the first one we ran once sort of Leva and I took the helm, was last March. We had the Behind the Curtain where we featured a lot of women who work backstage at AEW. So we had Dakota Reynolds, who's an awesome photographer. We had Kaylin and Karen from social media. Karen's working in social media still, and then Kaylin's over in community now. But they showed like what the day in the life of someone on a social media team at a wrestling company does. And like Karen makes all of the little clips you see on Twitter in real time. And that's crazy, but that's a job that someone does. And we had Christy down in Nashville who does all of our post-production for audio. She did like a full-on tutorial of like, here's how you like downmix sample and blah, blah. And she said all these cool audio terms. And I'm like, I don't understand this, but I appreciate this. And there were so many people on the call that just like had their eyes open to all of the different jobs that come in wrestling, that you don't have to be just a wrestler or a referee or any sort of in-ring performer, that there's all of these other things that you can do that create the wrestling product. And I think that not only opened the eyes of our fans into what wrestling truly is, but it also just promoted a lot of women that don't get the focus that they deserve for the hard work that they do.
So you know, and also, Aubrey, the fans, the ladies also realized that they could work in the wrestling industry without being a wrestler and
correct.
They could still enjoy a sport that they enjoy watching. So that was kind of cool for them to realize that.
It's really great, too, because we have a lot of members in Heels who have either disabilities or whether they're visible or invisible. And sometimes doing something like an in-ring career is just not feasible, but they want to be a part of wrestling. So one of the things that I really love that we're doing with Heels is just promoting all these different aspects of what the industry is. So people have, one, a better appreciation of everything that these people are doing, but also just a better understanding of all of the different potential roles you could have. Like, if you're super into wrestling, but like, man, you love video production, like there's a place for you. And who knows, like apparently Heels is the place that like lets people know that that exists. And I love that we get to give that to people in wrestling. It's awesome. We talked a little bit about this kind of rebrand thing. It was mentioned in our first segment. So Heels previously had a logo. It was a pair of high heels, looked like Microsoft clip art. And then since then, in the last year, it sort of changed. And Amanda, you were really the big spearhead in that. Can you talk about sort of the process of leading the logo redesign and why the thoughts were?
She wasn't fun during this time.
I was going to say, that was a very nice introduction for how difficult I was.
I'm really good at this.
I feel like people underestimate my passion for logos.
Oh, they don't anymore.
So I came on, and again, I had seen Heels, and I, like Aubrey, I'm like, I love this concept, but it's just not for me. A little bit of backstory real quick about me. I was a professional wrestler for 12 years. I was the epitome of a pick-me girl. I was not like other girls because I heard how men talked about women, and I didn't want to be talked about like that. So I wasn't like that, and I wasn't girly, and
You're one of the guys.
I learned how toxic that is and how much I wish I could go back to 20-year-old Amanda and just shake her and be like, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. He's never going to pick you, girl. Stop it. Like, just, you know, and find women that support you. But a lot of those habits are really hard to break. So coming into Heels and seeing this talk about high heels, you said you guys wouldn't wear or only wear heels when you get paid. No, not even if you pay me. I don't own heels. So, like, for me, that's not for me. I'm not great at makeup. I can barely brush my hair most days. Not for me. It looks great right now.
It does look great right now.
For the most part, I don't see myself in those roles. And I feel like a lot of our fan base felt the same. And so walking in, I remember the very first Zoom meeting where we're like, hey, this is kind of a potential new team with Aubrey and Leva and Mandy and myself. And they're like, what do you guys think? And I was like, hi, logo, logo. It's got to go. It's got to go. Sorry. And Aubrey's like, okay, we'll get it. I'm like, no, no, no. Agenda number one, that logo has to go. And we went through a bunch of things, a bunch of different options. And I worked with the designer on the logo, and I wanted something circular to be friendly. I wanted feminine without being hot pink.
We didn't want pink. We didn't want hearts. We
didn't
want
lips.
Flowers.
I didn't want sexy because I also didn't want to go the sexy route. And then it's okay. Well, we're, you know, eliminating a whole different subsegment. I wanted to bring it back to wrestling, but I didn't want it to be obnoxious wrestling. And it was just a process. And working with our designer, we went back and forth, and we kind of settled on the idea of a ring with the color purple. My favorite color.
If you're watching the video version, yeah, buddy.
But it's also feminine without being hot pink. Fun little note, there are 19 stars around our logo because AEW was founded in 2019.
Boom.
Thanks to Mandy O'Donnell for that one.
Yep.
She's like, what's the significance of the stars? And I was like,
they look cool.
I just thought it looked cool. And she's like, well, how many are there? And we had, I believe, 20.
It's like, let's take one off.
And we,
symbolism.
And she goes, oh, was AEW founded in 2020? And we were like, no. That's a great idea. So we're like one star off.
It works because it's you want to be proud of the thing that you're a part of, right?
I'm so proud of that logo.
Right. Like, well, not only are you proud of the logo, but you're proud of the thing the logo represents.
I'm proud of it all.
And I know Chrissy will agree with Miss when I say this, but like, I don't like wearing black t-shirts. And the majority of wrestling shirts are black.
I hate black.
Right. It's like every t-shirt I have is black. So give me a logo that looks good on white. And I don't feel like I'm the only woman that says that. Right? So it's, if you have a logo that you can wear to the grocery store and not feel embarrassed about, like, yeah, hell yeah, put it on my chest. I'll wear it. I'll wear it all day. It's great.
And real quick side note, shout out to Chrissy, who's like our fifth member up here. She should be up here. Chrissy leads our merch. She is our biggest supporter, and just we need
she's
to
absolutely
extra
wonderful.
Love to Chrissy.
Yes. There's four of us here, but there's a whole army behind us of people that like help us run this thing. It's great. So the logo was part one. We sort of had this three-part process as we were sort of transitioning in the last year. But we had the logo, and then we had this website. And this was sort of my the bane of my existence for a long time. As someone who developed software professionally for 10 years, this was the smoothest website launch I have ever had. Essentially, our old website was a dumpster fire, quite literally. I wanted to light myself on fire and jump in a dumpster because I felt like that was a better use of my time than using our website. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because you can't.
And since the beginning too, by the way.
It was very bad. But like, you can't build a community if you don't have a way to talk to each other. But
it
you
was
also,
interactive, yeah.
Right, but you also need to have a secure portal because you can't have like meaningful conversations that are deep and, you know, nuanced on Twitter. It's just not how the internet works nowadays.
Yeah.
We needed a space that we could build and have our members actually grow. And so we moved to this new platform. It's called Circle. It's really great. There's a bunch of bands on it, but they've been phenomenal. And we transitioned over. We make it a lot easier for people to actually sign up now. Mm-hmm. Our membership has grown 3 times since last March, which is insane. It's the most, like, just up and up and up. You guys see the graphs? I email them to you.
Yes, very proud of those graphs.
Right, but it's something so basic, right? Like, you just want to have a place to be able to talk to the people you want to talk to. But knowing as well that, like, I'm not going to want to give my phone number to everybody, but I still want to have meaningful conversations with people. So finding a place that is safe, secure, but respected and easy to promote content. And honestly, every day these girls are posting tons and tons of stuff and sharing their life stories.
The activity is just, it's from night and day from our old website and the beginning of it. I mean, there's always room to grow. But again, Graham from Circle initially started at Wonderful Union left, and that's when Wonderful Union went.
It's a bad website.
And but yeah, there's no way for anyone to talk except for just maybe leaving a post and it wasn't very friendly. Boom, go to the new site. Literally,
there's just a lot of discussions.
Hundredfold the amount of just activities on there.
And the amount of times that people come in and say something like, we have a member right now who's going through IVF and she's running into some hurdles and she feels like this is a safe space where she can share something like that. We have people who have relatives in their families who are transitioning and this is a safe space where they can share that kind of stuff. And giving people a platform so that they can be themselves and allow themselves to support others is so, so valuable. And I'm really, really happy we made that change. And one of the things that I really like that Vicky's been doing is just kind of segue into this. We started this member of the month thing, which has been super great. And Vicky's like, I know she's a mean lady on TV, but like Vicky is literally the sweetest human being in the world. Like, I've tried to pay this woman for a Lyft and she will not take my money ever.
Well, I refund her.
She refunds it on PayPal. I was like, bitch, come on, take my money. But no, Vicky is just so sweet and kind, and she has the ability to talk to anybody and get them to just come out of their shell. And so, Vicky, can you talk a little bit about this member of the month thing you've been doing?
You know, something I want to just mention real quick is that a lot of the members are very quiet and very isolated. And so when you see them on Circle, like just typing away and just being real communicative, it's their way of being able to relate to other women. So I love how they're growing out of their skin, so to speak, and they're just reaching out to different, and they're making friends.
Yes.
So that's really a lot of fun. I love doing Member of the Month because the best thing is when I give them an email, and I'll be like, and I'll copy Aubrey, and I'm like, hey, this is Vicky Guerrero. Can you please respond to my email? I'd like to talk to you. They think they're in trouble. They'll respond back going, Vicky, did I do something wrong in heels? And I'm like, I'll let it sit there just for a little bit. I'll just for like a day, you know, I just let them like worry about it. And I'll be like, no, congratulations, you're so-and-so member of the month. And then you just hear their excitement because they're like, me, really? Like, is it really me? And it's just like, yeah, the team picked you and, you know, you're just a great member to highlight. And just their excitement on their videos is really cool because some of them never have anything to do in their life or even get picked for something fantastic. Mm-hmm. So this is really a great thing for their self-esteem and for them to be able to tell their story. And I did something extra. I had them submit photos of different things in their life. And they're like, are these okay? And I'm like, these are perfect. You know, so it's just been a great way for them to know that they're recognized and that we believe in them and that we appreciate them because without them, we can't do this. So it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, they get all nervous for the interview. And then afterwards, they're like, it wasn't that bad. And I'm like, I told you it was painless.
It's so funny when people are like, oh my God, am I in trouble? I totally see that.
I love it.
I would panic too if I got like a cold email from Vicky Guerrero.
Yeah.
Like, I could see that. I totally could see that.
Yeah. William would say, are you sure it's Vicky Guerrero? And I'm like, try me.
Try me. I will take you on. Oh, this is AEW Unrestricted. We're talking about AEW Heels. You can sign up at alleliteheels.com. Sign up, be a member of an awesome, fantastic community for women and wrestling fans alike. This is AEW Unrestricted. Aubrey, Leva, Amanda, and Vicky all talking about AEW Heels, such an amazing, amazing community in wrestling, a great place for women to gather, talk about wrestling, talk about anything else, talk about our lives, make friends. Like, and the making friends part is, I think, something that's kind of casually said, but it is actually a really big thing. Like, there's a whole group, and I know that you all know who I'm talking about, there's a whole group of girls that travel to literally every pay-per-view together, and they met in Heels. And one of the things that I love Amanda was pushing for when we did this Heels rebrand, we did the logo change. Once we had the website, we're like, cool, now let's promote. Let's figure it out. Well, what's the best way to promote something that's really unique and it's hard to describe unless you're in it. Well, why don't you just ask the people who are in it to talk about it, right? So you had gone to Zane, one of our video guys, and just said, hey, can you just get like interviews with the girls at this party? And I think it was All Out in Chicago.
Yeah.
All Out in Chicago. And we just had anyone who was there at one of our pay-per-views. That's a perk you get for heels, is that if you're at a pay-per-view, you get to go to a cool exclusive party, hang out with other heels members. No one else allowed, and it's absolutely great. But yeah, he just got these little videos of people talking about the things that they love about heels. And that literally became our promotional material. And you can watch it in AEW Dark. You can watch it in Elevation. It plays in the arenas beforehand. So it's like, it just feeds into itself, right? Like, it's, I always tell people, it sounds super cliche, but it's not like we didn't build this group. The community built the group. We just gave them a place to do it. 100%. So absolutely fantastic.
But you know, also, ladies, is we see these heel members in different cities. Like when we do Comic Cons or Jericho Cruise. Like,
yes. Oh my God. There were so many of them.
They're showing up everywhere. And I'm like, wow.
Heather made all the buttons.
I know.
Oh my God.
I know. It's just, it's really cool. I've gone to Comic Cons and I see them and it's just incredible how they're wearing their shirts and they're promoting the community. So it's a really neat idea.
I even have heels come to local wrestling shows I do, like outside of AEW. There's a few that come and I'm like, oh my God, hey, what's up?
So our Valentine's call, we had heels got to invite their Valentines, whether it's their partner, a spouse, a pet, a kid, like whoever they're celebrating Valentine's Day with. And I had multiple people message me and go, are you bringing Steve? Because they had met Steve on the cruise. And they were just like, he's so cool. So Steve's like, I have to be on your call, don't I? Because everyone knows me now. I'm like, yeah, you do. And I made him like keep score on our game show. It was real fun. It was great. So there's always lots of fun stories and whatnot that come out of heels. And it's, are there any particular, like, Vicky, you go first. Is there anything in your mind as like a memorable moment or something funny or something that like really sticks in your mind as this is heels and this was really awesome for me?
I think one member that stands out is Michelle Perlman,
who
went through cancer. And we saw her go through her whole treatment process, from losing her hair to going through chemo to just having bad days where she would just sit there and not say anything because she was feeling so bad. And now we're in February. She did the Jericho cruise. Mm-hmm. Her hair's grown back. She puts makeup on now, and she's just amazing of her strength and her courage that she went through all this treatment. And she thanks us, but I'm like, Michelle, we thank you because you showed us what strength is and what courage is to go through all that. So she's really had an impact, and she lives in Philadelphia. And so when I go to shows, she's there. And
I love Michelle.
We're trying to go to lunch. I mean, she's just amazing. To all these women are going through different things, and it's just really great to see them get through it.
Amanda, what about you?
I don't know if it's a specific moment, but just for me watching this community grow, and I know it's probably sounds really cliche, but it's given me a whole lot of confidence when it comes to work. I'm in a weird position because I'm a little more backstage than my other three because I'm not on camera. People know who I am, but
wait, really?
In a weird way.
I see you on camera every week. Oh, it's my laptop camera in our meetings.
So
okay.
It ends up being a little weird for me, but it's given me an opportunity to make these connections with our heels base. At the party, I'm usually the one checking everybody in, so I'm kind of the first face they see. So they've gotten to know me through that, and I've gotten to make some incredible connections. But watching this group grow and become something that I wish I had has been so special to me, and knowing that I'm a part and that, like, all my extra work that I make for you guys.
it pays off.
Has paid off. And then I'm like, okay, I can do cool stuff and I can be a part of this really cool thing and I can be a big reason why it's growing. And being just with you three is, I love you guys. I'm going to get all soft. But
aww.
I appreciate you and I appreciate love our members.
Leva, do you have a favorite moment?
I don't have a favorite moment, but one of my favorite segments, legit, is when we talk to our heels on our virtual calls.
Yes, I was hoping you were going to say that.
You know what? I'm going to tell you guys a little bit of like TMI on where I stole this idea from during COVID.
Hold on. Before we get into that, so what Leva's talking about is during a monthly Zoom session, we'll have our content, we'll have our Q&A, and before we kind of send everyone home, we have this interview session where if people want to talk to either Leva or whoever else is doing the interviewing that month. They can raise their hand at the little icon in Zoom, and they might get randomly selected to just have like a quick little back and forth for 5 minutes with whoever's interviewing. So this is an idea that Leva brought to the table. Why did you bring this idea to the table?
Because during COVID, all concerts would be virtual. And what K-pop has done is they take the bands and they have their virtual audience and they pick a few of their fans. And I saw how excited the fans were to talk to these boys or these girls or their the people. And I was like, not only did they get excited by talking to them, but also getting excited that they were being featured mm-hmm. and having that moment that's about them. So I kept bugging Brandy about it. Come on. Trust me. They're going to love it. Finally, after like months of bugging the shit out of her, she's like, fine, we're going to try it. You can do it. So we did it, and I loved it. Because the thing is, you learn so much about this community. You learn about this family.
So much.
And everyone is so interesting, and everyone is so different. Everyone has their own story, and we'll pick someone on random. Like Red will just pop someone up on the screen, or Aubrey will, or whoever. I didn't mean to hit you there.
That's okay.
And
see you.
They may be
later.
In like the Netherlands at like 3 a.m.
You're Francis?
Like, oh my god! Or then you'll talk to Michelle, and it's like, oh my gosh, you look great, you know. And it just you meet so many interesting people that have so many cool stories, almost cooler than us. So it's so awesome just to kind of give them their moment, because this
the
is
chat
their
oh my their god is the chat
insane
Zoom chat. I'm sure like we probably are like their sole bug report of like there's too much activity here. Like everyone's just
it's
chatting constantly. They're just going and going, and like everyone just loves hanging out with each other. Yeah. And like there's even people who I see it all the time. People say on the website, I've never been on a Zoom call before because I'm too anxious. Which is something that I could never wrap my mind around, but yeah, that's absolutely something. So it's we make sure we tell people like, hey, you don't have to have your camera on. Everyone joins muted, like no one talks, it's fine. We have the people who are like scheduled to appear, they do their thing, we have our whole script and stuff. If you wanna share your camera, fine. If you wanna participate in the chat, fine. It is what you want to make of it. And we want you to be as comfortable as possible. And it's so funny that when you give people the option of like, hey, why don't you just try this a little bit? And when you're in that safe space, you can grow and you can try new things. And now we've seen people who were super quiet before that are just like loud personalities now. Oh my God. Super cool. Okay.
So real quick, what about you? What is your favorite moment?
Oh, okay. Bit of a long story. So it was all out. We had our little booth set up at FanFest. So we set up this booth at live events where it just has like their heels step and repeat, and people can come up and ask us about heels. And if they sign up, they'll get a picture with who's ever working the booth. And we do this at FanFest because it's a good place for us to advertise our in-person event. So we had this one person come by. I'm not going to share names. We had this one person come by, and she says, okay, why is this different? Because I've seen people try this in wrestling before, or I've tried people do this in other communities before. Like, why is this different? So I give my little pitch of what heels is and why it is. And I'm like, rightfully so, I'm biased. Like 100%. Like one, this company pays me. Two, my name's on this thing. Like I obviously care about it. I feel like I obviously care about it if you look at me, but it's one of those, I could see your apprehension there. We had a panel that day. I encouraged them like, hey, go to the panel, listen to us, talk to other members here. Like I highly encourage you sign up, come to the party tonight. So they sign up, they come to the party, they have a ball, the best time, right? This person tells me that they were someone that used to make fun of me on Twitter. And they're like, I saw all the same things that people said and I got into it, and I can't imagine being that person knowing how nice you are to me and knowing how wonderful this community is. Yeah,
I was there for this. I know exactly
what you're talking about.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And they ask like, well, what do you think about me? I'm like, I don't know that person. I only know the person you are today. I don't know who you were before.
And they become one of our most active members.
Oh my
too.
God, like, she's on every call. Like the soon as the waiting room opens, she's there. Oh my God, and I love her to death. Like I message her on Twitter all the time. Like she's just so great.
Yeah.
And the fact that we have a thing that we've created, that this community has created, that allows people to realize like that there's depth to humans, right? You're not just a face on a screen. Like Vicky, you said it earlier, like we're human. Like, you're not just the person that yells, excuse me, to everybody. Like, you're just a sweet, wonderful human being.
Well, I think that's stereotyping, too, from a fan's point of view to any celebrity or even to us. So I think it's great they can see that we're just doing our thing.
I'm just trying to do a job, and I'm trying to make people happy, and I'm trying to leave wrestling better than I found it.
Yeah. And kind of piggybacking on what you were saying, not only is, like, what is different, but I feel like heels, we've opened the door on it's female and female identifying, which, you know, when they came up to you and, like, how is this different? Am I going to be accepted? And, like, making it a place that's warm and accepting, mm-hmm. and them opening their eyes and being like, oh, okay, this is a spot for me. Mm-hmm. I am safe here. I am welcome here. I'm, you know, and it, I feel like that is so incredibly special because wrestling, we're all freaking weirdos.
We're
man.
Weirdos, man.
And, like, we all...
We're in a hotel in Phoenix. It's almost midnight. We're recording a podcast. What are our lives?
But I just think it's cool having this heels because we are so warm and welcoming. And we say, we have the door open. We're like, come join us.
But it's our actions instead of just saying, exactly. Oh, we're a great community on Twitter, you know, in quotation marks. We're actually showing them by our actions that... We care about them and we're consistent with them. You know, we're keeping this going week after week.
We back it up. When we say we're going to be there for people and we're going to protect people, we do it. Yep. Like, we don't have, like, drama ever. I don't think I've ever seen any, like, an argument break out. It's always been positive.
This is not a mean girls club, and I think that's a lot of the misconception of, like, oh, I wouldn't want to get into heels. Girls are bitchy. That's the pick me girl mentality. But you have the girls are bitchy. I don't want to be friends with. I'm not friends with women because they're so catty, and so I feel like we break that stereotype.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. It's crazy. So one of the things we do on Unrestricted, we ask Twitter for questions for our panelists and whatnot. But since we have a community, I asked the community, "Hey, do you have any questions about the Fab Four up here for heels?" So we have a question from Frances, who we all know and love. She tunes in to every heel session. She's over in the UK, so she's like logs on at 2 a.m. when all of us are logging on at 8. She'll literally stay up all day just
she's
to
a
hang
DJ,
up.
Right?
Yeah, she's cool. She's wild. I love her. She's this awesome question I'm going to ask all of you. What is the best compliment you've ever gotten about AEW heels?
I don't know if it's a direct compliment, but watching the numbers grow to me is a huge compliment because I'm seeing all the hard work that the four of us have put in. And seeing that number rise, and that's through our members. Our members are the ones who are saying, you guys need to join this. And the group that we've created, we've made it so people want to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if that's necessarily a direct compliment, but for me, that is a huge compliment.
I'll count it.
I think it's probably one is, this isn't what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually, and that's always a compliment. Like, this wasn't what I expected. It's way better. You know, I like usually it's something along that lines.
I think mine was, I don't have any friends. Thank you for being mine. Mm-hmm. That just blows me away. You know, when we know these ladies don't have a lot of social life. So that's
whoever
just...
said that, I'm your friend too. Same.
Same. But it's so funny when you're like at a show or a meet and greet and you see someone, you know, from heels and you run up and hug them and then everyone else doesn't know. And they're like, why are you hugging this wrestling person I see on TV every week? Oh, we're friends. Like,
what makes you special?
How are you friends? Oh, wait, you can become friends with people I watch on TV by joining this club. Oh, that's cool. And it just kind of grows on itself. Right. But it's literally we have like it sound like we're so biased. But at the same time, I have so many friends here. Like, how many of us are excited that Amy's going to be at the show tomorrow? Right?
She comes dressed as.
Oh, my God. Okay. We have a question from Jen. What is the heels-related event or accomplishment you are most proud of?
I feel like I already touched on mine, but the logo is probably my...
You don't say.
It's hard to believe. I know.
Hard to believe.
But I feel like that's my most proud.
I think mine was co-hosting with Aubrey and not being a disappointment.
Oh, you saved me.
I don't
you
know.
Saved
I think you
me.
You saved me too.
No. So
I'm not a tech person. Like I was like, you do all the tech. All
I think it was
all
you time. And I, and we didn't have Red. And I think that was the thing that did it. Because Red, who she's in our PR and marketing team, but she basically does all of the DJing behind the scenes. So as we're transitioning from slideshow to spotlight to playlist to dance parties, like Red's doing all of this Zoom tomfoolery.
It looks so easy.
It looks so easy. And then she wasn't there. And of course, it's like me and Vicky flying solo because you guys were at Culture Ball. And I, like, you want to talk about you being a hot mess because we hit the Zoom cap on people. Yeah. Like, oh, brother, you did not see me then. That was...
I think we were texting back and forth, like, we're blowing it so bad.
We are so blowing it. And then our membership goes up. So I think it's a testament to people understand that you're human and you can make mistakes.
I know, when the music didn't turn on, you're hey, we're not having music tonight. Have a good night.
Have a good night. No dance party. Bye, guys. I literally canceled the dance party. Yes, yes. You would say you're most accomplished about that.
Oh, my God.
Leva, do you have a favorite heels related event or accomplishment that you're most proud of?
Probably what I created, what I'm really most proud of, is the Zoom parties.
The Zoom parties, yeah.
Because we had to create something, and I had to create that from scratch. It was me and Red and Mandy, and try to figure out how we're going to have a party online. And we literally stole that from the Scrum.
Yep.
And then from the Scrum, but we had to make it accessible. And so a lot of work on my end. And I'm not the tech person.
You're not. But you still run Media Scrum. So there you go. No,
but yeah, it was a lot of trial and error to get to what we are now. But that's why the formula works, because a lot of trial and error. But yeah.
To sign it off, this has been an awesome, awesome episode of Unrestricted. If you're interested in signing up for Heels, go to alleliteheels.com. Fantastic website, amazing community. But don't take our word for it. You're just going to have to see it to believe it. Last question before we go, for each of you, what would you say is your favorite reason to join, or what's the best reason to join Heels?
I love wrestling.
Yeah, I love wrestling. I love my logo. I'm just going to throw it out again. We're going to be really obnoxious.
So you're the logo. She has the spreadsheets. What do you have, Leva? Do you have anything?
I can't with her.
I have craft for 20 minutes.
She's the crafting queen.
I love wrestling, and I love having strong women have my back. Again, this is me healing my inner teenager and child, but growing up and learning how important strong women are in your lives, and having people that you know you can lean on, and even if it's strangers on the internet, finding these communities and these people who you have this one weird thing in common that's just a weird thing, but you end up finding so much more and so much passion and connection with people. And I just think that's so special.
Leva, what about you?
Community aspect of it all. Because you get a family when you join. You really do. If you put yourself out there, they'll accept you and love you for who you are. And, you know, as long as I don't know. I think it's really cool. Really cool place to be, because it's, I don't know. I don't feel like a lot of places in wrestling that feels like that. So I feel like that's why it's unique, because it is a family.
I think we're the only ones that do it.
I think we are. It's kind of
only promotion that does it.
Yeah. I mean, it's for me, Heels gives me faith in like humanity as fandoms, right? Like, I see Twitter, I see social media, I see the vitriol that people spew, and then if I get frustrated by that, I know there's always a good place I can go to where people are going to build me up when I've had a bad day, that I can help other build people up when they've had a bad day, that I can share in people's successes, that I can support them in their failures, whatever it may be, but like where we can actually all be human, but also love that one weird thing of wrestling. I want to thank you all for being here today.
Oh, thank you.
I love you all so much. You know this. We're just going to text each other later and just be like, oh my God, I love you.
That was awesome.
That was so awesome. It was great. This is AEW Unrestricted. You can follow all of these women on Twitter and Instagram. You should join Heels. Have you not joined Heels yet while you've been listening to this thing? AllEliteHeels.com. If you're not a woman in wrestling, but you do have a woman in your life who loves wrestling, get her a membership for Heels. They make great gifts.
Even if she doesn't love wrestling, this is a good way to get her into wrestling.
We've actually had people join who have not been the biggest wrestling fans.
We brainwash them.
There was someone at FanFest signed up their friend. They said, yeah, they're here, they don't watch wrestling, but they signed up for Heels, and now they're a wrestling fan. Like, we went backwards and it worked.
But they came to that party. I know exactly who. And they came to the party, they felt so welcome, and they're like, I need to check this out. And
I need to watch wrestling. This is great. Like, who would have thought, right? This is AEW Unrestricted. We have new episodes every Thursday on all of your favorite podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple, we're everywhere. You can watch the video version, see my cool t-shirt with our awesome logo that Amanda loves. Video episodes
that
that we all love. I love it unconditionally. I really do. That's not sarcastic. I'm just very tired.
And there's a Christmas version, too, of our shirt.
Yes, there's a Christmas shirt. You can buy it on shopaew.com, but you can watch the video version Mondays on YouTube. Just search AEW Unrestricted.
Elevation on Mondays, Dark on Tuesdays, Dynamite on Wednesdays, Rampage on Fridays. We are all over the place. I'm Aubrey Edwards with Leva Bates, Amanda Huber, and Vicky Guerrero. Thank you so much for listening to AEW Unrestricted.
Come on, throw your hands out, let me see you. Unrestricted, got the house now. We gon' turn it up, up, bring the house down. Got that bass, bass pumping, make them bounce now. Flossing like they bossing, and the freaks are coming out.